And taking a deep breath in and out. And I'd love for you to really feel your body, to begin to sigh. And really get connected with the feelings in your body. What we'd like to do in the first few seconds of this meditation is trigger you and get you into your parasympathetic system, that system of healing and regeneration. So breathing in, and sighing out, breathing in, and sighing out, and allow this ritual, this breathing in and sighing out, to really help trigger a sense of deep peace in the body and really trigger your nervous system to be completely now relaxed, completely and totally in love with your life. Breathing in and out, let's send a grounding cord down from the base of the spine. Ladies, I'd like you to release the ovaries, so grounding cord from each of the ovaries through the perineum down to the center of the earth. And let's let go of all the healing projects that you're working on with others. And gentlemen, you can send a grounding cord down from your testicles down to the center of the earth. And just for the moment, I'd like you to release the competition and aggression, the things that you have running that keep you outward. For this moment, we're going to be really inside, ladies, letting go of everybody that you're healing that's sitting in your ovaries. Remember that ovaries and hysteria go hand in hand when they're overpacked with other people's energy. That's when we get hysterical. So let's let the ovaries release. And let's go in now to the center of the head and imagining your spirit sitting in the center of your head. And you can survey this wonderful life you have. And there might be some things that you're now struggling with in your life, and you want to get back to falling in love with your life. So in this precious moment, I'd like for you to look at what you've been struggling with and allow it to become your teacher. Allow it to show you the opportunity. What is there that you can learn from? Because if you say, yes, I want to learn from this, and I want to grow from this, and I want to raise my energy vibration, then that's what's going to happen with challenge. And continuing to breathe in and out, pink and gold energy, that energy of rejuvenation. And then what I'd like you to do next is to really sit on your throne of authority, right in the center of your head. And what do you see that you love? What have you loved about your life in the past? What do you love now? What was special about being a child? What is special now? What is special about the relationships you've had? What do you love? Do you love your furniture and your clothes? Do you love your job? Do you love the legs that carry you on mountain trails? Do you love your surroundings? Do you love your home? I really want you to get into the idea that it's possible to love something even if it's not perfect. And as we let go of perfect pictures, you can find the parts of these things that you love, and you can diminish the parts that aren't perfect. So if you're in a home that isn't quite perfect, but there are parts of it that you love, let's stay with the celebration of what you have already. Because as you build and grow and develop all of what you appreciate, the universe comes speeding towards you, giving you more of what you love and appreciate. And the more that you focus on that which you don't want, that you don't like, the more you bring that speeding to you. We don't want that. So let's focus on gratitude, deep, profound gratitude for all the blessings you have in your life. I'd love for you now to affirm with me. And you can put the thumb and first finger together in Dhyan Mudra, the Mudra of Infinity. And we make this true forever. I love my life. And may it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this meditation is complete.